Hi, I'm Dr. Neryl East, and welcome to this podcast that will help you and your business become a magnet for the media, attracting positive media coverage that will help to drive customers to your door. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I see businesses make time and time again is that they expect the media to give them free advertising. They give information to their local paper, or perhaps they contact a radio or TV station with information about their wonderful products or services, and then expect a miracle to happen. But you know, it just doesn't work that way. Getting media coverage is very different to other forms of marketing, and a whole different set of rules apply. The media looks for some very specific things when they decide whether your information is worthy of becoming a story. So it can take a little bit of extra effort to look at your information and work out what you have to offer to the media, but the results can be well worth it because getting media coverage is a great way to get cost-effective promotion that can really help to position you and your business as a leader in your sector. People will start to take notice of you, and that will open doors in ways that you just couldn't have imagined. So just in case you're not sure about this, there are basically three ways you can find yourself in the media. And I'm talking here about traditional media. That's radio, newspapers, television, online magazines, rather than social media and other less formal types of outlets. So I'm really talking about media where a journalist or a professional writer covers your story. So you can pay for an ad in the media, and that'll cost you anything from several hundred dollars for a tiny mention to megabucks for a big campaign. Or you can feature in what's called an advertorial, which is another form of advertising where you pay to advertise in a particular feature, and in return, you also have a story included about your business. Or the media can simply decide to write a story about your business for free because you have something newsworthy to offer. And I'm guessing you want to fall into that third category. You want to get free media coverage. As I say, it's a great way to position your business, to get your name out there, very, very cost effective, provided you know how to go about it. And that's what we're going to cover here. So what actually constitutes newsworthy? That's the big question, and that's what I can help you with, drawing on my experience as a journalist over many years. So in this session, we're going to delve into the mind of the media and look at some of the key elements journalists consider when deciding whether information is newsworthy. So first, let's consider how the media actually gathers news. And yes, they do gather it. I remember when I worked in radio, people used to ask me, what do you actually do in between the times when the news bulletins are going to air? And I used to say to them, well, we sit around and play cards, and just before the news, a little bird flies in the window with all the news stories in its beak. And of course, it doesn't happen like that. In between the news bulletins, journalists are busy gathering their stories, following up leads, monitoring other news services, doing interviews, editing those interviews, and getting the stories ready to go into the news bulletin. So they are actually fetching and gathering news stories, and you want them to be gathering stories about you. So there are a couple of different ways the media gathers news. So let's have a look at that. Firstly, sometimes things just happen and the media covers it. That can be a natural disaster, an accident, a police investigation, some sort of scandal. Something's going on and the journalists are all over it. And you know, I want to suggest to you that that's not where you and your business want to be in terms of media coverage, because those situations are usually very negative. And the business or the person or the organisation at the middle of the story is on the back foot. They've got the media in their face and they're trying to work out how to deal with it. That's not where you want to be. But there's a second very important way the media gathers stories. And that is that people and businesses and organisations offer up story ideas and journalists decide to cover them. Now, this is a great opportunity for you. The media is always looking for stories. They have to be genuine, interesting stories, But if you can put something forward like that, the media will consider covering it. And that means that you're on the front foot. Rather than having the media turn up at your door when you don't want them, you're offering up a story and the media is deciding to cover it. So that's exactly where you want to be as a business. And I'm going to help you with some tips and tools to help you do just that. A couple of other ways. The media also covers stories from other media. You've probably seen this yourself. A story will be on television, and pretty soon after that, it appears on radio and in newspapers. So the media is constantly monitoring other media outlets. So if you have a story run about your business and it's a good story, there's a chance that another media outlet will pick it up. So that's another great reason to go after free media coverage. Of course, you want it to be a positive story, because the same thing can also apply to a negative story. But there's no doubt about it, the media feeds on itself and often covers stories that appear in other media outlets. And then the fourth way that journalists gather news, and this is a really important one for you as well, they gather news through regularly liaising with key contacts. So these are people that they've built up a relationship with, they could be in business, they could be in government, that they know are reliable sources of news that they can go to if they've got a quiet day and they're looking for a story, or if they need a comment on a particular issue. They've got a bank of trusted contacts that they go to again and again to be involved in their stories. And I know when I was a reporter, I used to do exactly that. I had a contact book full of people that I knew would give me the information that I needed when I needed it and in the format that I needed it in. So these people were my media magnets. So if you start to build up your media profile and you can demonstrate to journalists that you understand what they need and you're able to deliver that to them, there's a chance that you also could become a trusted contact. And then you're likely to get repeat positive coverage that over time will have a great impact on your positioning and your profile. What a great way to build up your reputation in a very, very cost-effective manner. So talking about offering up stories to the media, how do you know what's going to be newsworthy? How do you know what sort of information to offer to a newspaper or a radio station or a TV station with a chance that they might cover it? Well, let's look at that now. And you know, I reckon there are four basic elements that journalists look for in deciding whether they're going to cover a story or not. Now, the first one is probably no surprise to you because it's all around us in the news. Are you ready? You might want to write these down. The first element is what I call the three C's, the letter C, and that's conflict, controversy, and confrontation. Probably no surprise there. I mean, if you watch the TV news, you'll see that the most controversial stories are the ones at the front of the bulletin. And they're the kinds of stories that are on the front page of magazines and newspapers, regardless of whether that's digital or in print. So if you can inject a bit of controversy or a bit of conflict into your information, chances are the media is going to be a whole lot more interested than if it was just bland marketing material. Now, I'm not necessarily recommending that you do that because you don't really want to be controversial. But I'm saying that if you're able to inject a little bit of that into your information, the media will get more interested in your information. But don't worry, there are three other things journalists also look for. So if you don't want to be controversial, consider whether you have a human interest story that you can offer up. Now, you might be thinking, well, you know, I've got a finance business, or I'm in an industrial sector or an IT business. I don't have any human interest stories in my business, or whatever kind of industry you're in. But you know, what I'd say to you is you might be surprised when you start to think about your staff, when you start to think about your own background and where you've come from. I reckon you've got a great story there just waiting to be told. And the key is packaging it up in the right way so that it pushes the right buttons and gets journalists interested in your information. They love to cover things about rags to riches, local people made good, people battling challenging situations and having a triumph. All of those types of stories, or even just business people succeeding in non-traditional areas or being involved in unusual hobbies. or doing something different in the community to help people. So I'm sure if you have a think about it, you'll come up with a wealth of ideas around the idea of a human interest story. I know one government official I was working with, we were building up his profile in the media, and you know, there wasn't anything terribly striking about his profile until I discovered that he actually played for the Wallabies, the Australian rugby union team, many years ago. And we were able to use that as a hook, as an angle, to get the media interested in him, in interviewing him, in hearing his views on business, and in building up his profile. So what are your human interest angles that you might be able to offer up? Because you might be surprised. I bet you've got some. But you know, another great way to get the media interested is to come up with some information that shows that you have something unique. You are doing something for the first time. Because when you think about it, the word news, the information has to be new. It has to be something that hasn't been covered before. So the third key element the media looks for is something that's a first. So I wonder in your business, are you doing something for the first time? Might be the first time in your area. You might be doing something for the first time in Australia. It might be unique. It might be the latest or newest or biggest or greatest way that it's being done. If you can identify that and we can package it up in the right way, I bet that a media outlet will be interested in covering that story. So it has to be new, has to be unique, latest, greatest. So think about what you've got in your business, something about your products, your services, your interaction with customers that makes you stand out. And if you can identify that, that will increase your chances of getting media coverage. This is where things like awards can be fantastic. If you can enter an award ceremony in your sector and win an award, your local media will be interested in covering that. So those kinds of things are worth pursuing. Obviously, you get great positioning from winning an award, but then you can get fantastic spin-off media coverage from that. And I've seen that many, many times with clients that I've worked with. So the three C's, the human interest angle, or doing something that's a first. If you can't come up with anything along those lines, though, then consider this. The media loves to cover stories that are relevant to their audience. So think about the types of media in your area. And I always like to say to people, think locally first. A lot of businesses make the mistake of thinking they're going to get fantastic media coverage on a major television network first up. And that's probably not going to happen unless you've done something really, really special. But your local media, and I'm talking here about your weekly suburban newspaper, even your local community radio station, your local TV station if you're in a regional area, all of those outlets are constantly looking for stories involving people and businesses from their area. So the very fact that you're local to them and to their audience is going to raise your chances of getting covered. So don't write off your local media. There are so many small, local, suburban, regional news outlets across Australia that are looking for stories that are waiting to be told. So don't discount that, because those outlets can still be powerful. Even a small story in a suburban outlet, you'd be amazed how many people will see that and the impact that could have on your business. So consider your business, consider your products and services and what you've done, the history of your organization. And I wonder, what do you have that fits in with any one of those categories? Do you have something that's a bit on the controversial side? Maybe it's something that's linked to a national news story and you can somehow tie your product or service in with that. Do you have a human interest story? Or are you doing something for the first time? Or bringing a unique product into Australia? Or are you doing something that's particularly locally relevant? So I'd like you to go away and think about what you have in your organisation that might fit into one or even more of those categories, because you've got a great starting point then for coming up with a story angle that you can then offer up to the media. And also have a look at stories on the television news, on radio, in newspapers and magazines, and see if you can identify what the story angle is. Once you start to open your eyes to this, you'll be able to see the kinds of things that journalists like to cover. And then you can look for similar elements in your business, and again, that will increase your chances of getting coverage. Because remember, it's very competitive out there. Journalists are constantly getting contacted by people with story ideas. Most of them aren't very interesting and won't get covered. But you'll be different to that if you've already thought through a great story angle that the journalist will want to cover. So coming up with your angle, fitting in with the types of stories that the media likes to cover, that's going to see you well on your way to starting to get media coverage. So in the next podcast, we're going to look at how you can unlock the media goldmine that you're sitting on. Because I bet you're sitting on one. You've got some great stories there, and we'll delve a little more deeply into this idea of the story angle and coming up with a great story idea for you. In the meantime, if you haven't already done so, please download my free ebook. If you jump on to mediasuccess.com.au, that will tell you everything you need to know about downloading the ebook. And there are some great tips in there and more information along the lines of the things we've covered now, and many, many more ideas about getting great media coverage for your business. So please stick with me. We have lots of free trainings, and you can also get involved in my Media Power Package for Business. It's really going to power charge your opportunity to become a media magnet. So I wish you every media success and look forward to you joining me again in the next of our podcast series.